Exactly.
He ain't never campaigned trying to get us in. So, I mean, we got...
Why is anybody surprised?
Whatever he's doing is exactly what he said he was going to do.
Right.
His thing was about business. He didn't give a damn about our kids dying in the street. None of that. The man came out right off the bat talking about he wanted to drug test every black person or whatever because he think black people are the only people on welfare and we all drug addicts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we get what we got. That dude has been that way forever. It's those people that's supposed to be on your side that talk that good stuff to get you to vote for them, that don't do what they're supposed to do and don't care about you. Those are the people that you can't trust. And that's keeping it real.
Perry on line 3. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Yes, Miss Tracy and Mr. Mead, good evening.
Good evening,
Perry,
sir.
This is Perry Thurston. I'm leaving Jazz in the Garden, and I'm listening to your show. And I want to let Kirk and James know that I got nappy hair.
Thank you. Thank you, Perry.
I think that they're mistaken when they don't recognize the accomplishment of our president and all
Thank
the
you.
Things done from health care to the sentencing guidelines that disproportionately affect our community to saving Detroit, to all of the major accomplishments that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come on the show with the individual who's done so much, like Mr. Mead, who I know from the legislature, that you know that they are just sort of out of bounds with their criticism, but that's okay. I think that since you have the guest on your show,
right.
I would like to say to him, I'm with them 100%. But I also want to say that as a community, we need to make this one of our main agendas. And when I say our agenda, I mean from the NAACP to the Urban League to all of our fraternities and sororities. You see, we all have family members who are affected with this disenfranchisement that, you know, you asked about people in jail who can vote in other states. You know, we have so many different ways of how people are disenfranchised, but there are and vote. Florida is like one of three states that totally disenfranchise our voters. So we've got to come together and say, well, as a community, we're going to make this our number one agenda to sign these petitions, to get this law changed, to get Florida in tune with the rest of the nation and the country where we're going forward so we won't lose votes by 65,000.
Amen.
Like it's talked about. So I think that we need to look at the seriousness of the conversation, not talk about the nappy hair and all of
right.
those things and people who are born of biracial parents, because we're all black and we're in this thing together. And what we need to do is think about how we can ask Mr. Mead, and this is my question,
okay.
What can we do to help your agenda, to make this happen? Because this is something we can change.
Amen.
Every organization needs to make this their number one agenda. Get behind Mr. Mead and what he's doing. I'm so proud to have him there on your show. And
thank
good
you.
Job that you're doing, Ms. Tracy.
Thank
but
you.
My question would be to Mr. Mead,
mm-hmm.
What do you want from us? How can we come together? How can we let go of this petty stuff about someone being black enough? And this is coming from a dark-skinned brother with nappy hair.
Thank
and
you.
We need to move beyond that and focus on the major issues that we're talking about. And by the way, Jill, you did a great job last night.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Barry. Those of you who don't know, former state rep, minority leader of the House of Representatives.
And he did a great job while
yes.
he was there. And
yes,
matter of fact, I was just talking to someone at Jazz in the Garden about him, saying that he was the first elected official that I knew of in the state of Florida that have been actively championing this issue for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a time when Representative Thurston used to hold workshops in Fort Lauderdale where a person would walk in not having their rights and walk out not only with their rights but with a job.
Wow.
With a job. And so I applaud former Rep Thurston for the work that he's done. But he asked a good question. You know, what can he do? Well, you know, you talk about all of the organizations coming together. Well, someone, that same person I was speaking with, told me, let's take it a step further. that all African Americans boycott the next gubernatorial election until those people that are running for office make mm-hmm. this a priority issue on their platform.
And because it has not been on anyone.
It has not. And part of the reason is because every day that we have an African-American man or woman, and there is, a matter of fact, the women prison population has grown over 800% over the last 10 years. And so when you have men and women who every day are being stripped of their civil rights, all that does is weaken the political voice in our community. And so we have to stop this flow of blood or this flow of individuals, because 180,000 each year lose their rights. And so we have to somehow or another find a way to slow it down.
Well, you know what? I think that, I'm sorry, let me interrupt you. But you, I know you can pick up. Listen, you can pick up right where you left off. But I think one of the great things that former state rep, you know what? And I said this with Shirley Gibson. Once you hold office, to me, you always hold office. So, state rep Perry Thurston talks about is what are the solutions and how do we do it? And I want to ask you, because I feel like part of the problem is that there is such a divide in our community that once you achieve to some level, those problems are no longer yours. That cousin that can't get it together, that, you know, brother-in-law that seems to just, you know, continuously have a problem, those who succeed tend to forget about that.
And that's the worst mistake they can make.
Right.
You know, because at the end of the day, listen, we've all heard a chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Right.
The same thing applies to our community.
Well, what do you
no matter
think
how
that
successful you get, if you can't take care, if you can't help Pookie out,
right.
Pookie going to end up robbing you.
Exactly.
Right. He's going to end up shooting your child.
No matter how
he's
far
he's going to end up breaking
you
into
move,
your house.
Right.
So you've got to take care of the conditions that are present that create these Pookies and won't allow these Pookies to actually successfully rehabilitate themselves or reintegrate back into the community. Your problem is my problem. My problem is yours. The minute you try to separate yourself from me, then you scarred. Because when I go down, eventually you're going to go down too.
Right. And when America looks at us, they don't see, you know, Dr. Taylor any different than Pookie walking down the street.
Okay, let me tell you something. When over 500 people of color was murdered in Chicago area, you didn't see an uprising of black folks about that.
No.
But when 12, 19 white kids were murdered, all of a sudden the whole world is in uproar.
Right.
Same thing with crack. When you seen the drug problem in the black community, it wasn't a huge uproar. But now that the white people start getting hooked on heroin.
All of a sudden,
it's a big
thing.
Close
the borders. So build a wall.
We
and Mexico's
have got to react the same way.
But that's what I'm saying.
Other folks
Desmond,
do.
What is that? What is our disconnect with each other that we do not, and it's a joke. We make jokes on Instagram about, you know, there'll be like rallies, there'll be like a meme, and it says, you know, one black boy shot by a cop, and people are, you know, Black Lives Matters in the street, and then 10 black boys shot by black people, and it's an empty street. Do you know what I'm saying? You've seen those memes, and it's like, what is the disconnect? I don't get it.
You talk about that, you hear this, no, you always hear this common phrase, crabs in the bucket, right? All right, so, but the thing is that we concentrate so much about the crabs in the bucket that we forget to ask who put the bucket there to begin with. Because the crab's natural habitat is not the bucket, but the ocean, right?
Right.
And so, when you look at it, even the way of, matter of fact, a great example, Michael Vick.
Right.
Michael Vick went to jail because he was involved in dog fighting, right?
Right.
And anybody, especially in South Florida, you know about dog fights, you know about cock fights. They're vicious.
Right.
These dogs go at each other. When they get a hold, they're fighting to the death, right?
Right.
How many people were mad at the dogs? Nobody was mad at the dogs. As a matter of fact, they tried to find the dogs.
Oh, Desmond, high five.
But what they were mad at was
he
the
just
person
got it. He
that
just
created the conditions in which these dogs was going at each other. They was mad at the person or the system that create that trained these dogs to go at each other like that. And that's the same thing here. We have to address black-on-black violence and crime, but at the same time, we have to understand that there is a much bigger system at play that create conditions. Because I'm going to tell tell you, a brother get out of jail, he might have been went to jail for something petty, but now that he get out, he can't get a job. He can't live where he want to live. He can't go to school. He's ostracized from his community and church.
Right.
Guess what? What he's left to do?
Right.
A hungry lion is going to eat. Yeah. T-Dub said that. A hungry lion is going to eat. Mm-hmm. So eventually, he's going to go into the drug game. Right. And if he go into the drug game, he got to strap up because the people coming to get him. Right. And if he strap up, eventually, he going to use it. And because the brothers don't have no practice, they going to hit everybody but who they shooting at.
Right.
And now you got an innocent victim. And so we have to look at these conditions, right, that allow or steer or push brothers and these young women and young men into doing things that is against their own self-interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when we look at our education, come on.
Well, maybe that's what it is, that so many of them who are disconnected are so involved in creating these systems that allow this to continue is why we have.
Let me tell you something.
This problem.
I got more people coming out to hear Usher tonight,
right?
Then we'll come out to get some rights restored.
Right.
Let's be real.
There we go.
Let's be real with this.
I'm telling you,
I got
just
a whole bunch of churches right now that always talk about. Matter of fact, the root or right at the base of all of our faith is the concept of forgiveness, redemption, and restoration.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when you talk about restoring somebody's rights. Yeah. That's at the crux of what Christianity is all about. Why isn't it that every church is not standing up, collecting petitions, saying, you know what? When the person served their time, give them their rights back. They got the perfect story because when Christ was on the cross, right, and he was dying for our sins, mm-hmm. a criminal asked him to be saved.
Right.
Jesus said, tell him he had to wait 5 or 7 years. Jesus said, tell him he had to prove himself first.
Right.
Jesus said, this day you enter into paradise. So every church, anybody that claim to be a follower of Christ ought to be standing up and doing everything they can to welcome that sinner, that criminal,
back
into the community, making sure, just like the prodigal son, making sure that you kill the fattest calf, you put a coat, a fresh coat around him, and give him the ring of citizenship. And welcome him back because it's only by grace we're here and we only get it when we give it.
Aim. Oof.
And I'm just keeping it real now.
Ooh, that's good. Stack on line 3.
So until we do that, we're going to always have that disconnect.
Right. We're just going to keep having that disconnect.
When a person is telling you, when a returning citizen or a drug addict is telling you that one of the main reasons they don't go to church is because that's the one place where they feel the most discomfort or the most shame. We know what
that's the problem. Because that's the place you're supposed to feel the most welcome.
Jesus said, bring them all to me.
Bring them all. Stack on line 3. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Okay, well, what I'm saying, the parents need
turn your radio down, babe.
To take the grown man, 18 or better, and go out there and vote.
It's hard to do that. You know what? That's great.
It's like, okay.
Because back in the days, that's what it was. Voting was a family affair.
Family affair, yeah.
But when you strip the head of the household of the right to vote, when you strip the pastor of the right to vote.
Wait, I can't hear both of y'all. Kirk, what did you say now?
You get the wrong person that cell, everything going downhill.
Well, that's why we have to re-enfranchise people because if daddy and mama can't vote, you know what I'm saying? That diminishes the likelihood of them trying to motivate their family to go vote.
Right. It being a conversation in the home at all. Yeah.
Because now, because I can't vote, I have a badge of a scarlet letter of shame.
Right.
Right. And so rather than me tell you I can't vote because I got a record, I'm going to tell you, man, vote ain't no need to vote.
No.
You know what I'm saying? My vote don't count. I don't bother with that.
I've been to prison all. I've been to prison all. I got my vote right. I'm going to vote. November, I'm going to be right there in that line, and I'm going to have my kids in that line.
Because you got that right. There you go.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
That's exactly what he's saying, but he's saying a lot of people are not, you know, don't have the fortitude that you do because they're ashamed of the fact that they can't vote. You know what I'm saying? They didn't get that rehab part.
A lot of people don't understand that just because you went to jail or went to prison, you get your rights back. They don't understand that they need to go down there and see who they have their rights.
Right.
They got their rights. They could go right down there and vote.
I'm telling you, if Donald Trump get in that chair, it's going to be a
though, that's not,
at least you know what you're going to get, though.
Don't you say that. Do not say that. Kirk, thank you so much for your call, baby. Kareem on line one in Lauderhill. Kareem, are you there?
Good evening, Sharice. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I hear y'all talking about a whole lot of stuff on the Donald Trump thing.
I'm about to go back to Jazz Nagard, but yes, go ahead.
Prison and all that stuff.
It's just freestyle tonight. Talk,
but all they need to do is just interview Donald Trump's first wife. And
what you say? And all this will be over with.
I'm sure she would have a whole lot of stuff to say about why she got rid of him.
You know, you're right. She has been miraculously silent, hasn't she?
Very silent. Mm. Very, very silent. And
interesting.
You can trust the one that you can, that is silent. Please shine a light on Miss Ivanka Trump.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good
moving
one.
Moving on. If you did the time, you did the crime, you should and remember, prison is your punishment, not right. to take away any rights from anyone while you're in there. And when you're out of prison, you should get back all your rights. I like the idea that Obama went to the first black African-American president to be landing in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
How these Republicans are feeling about him paving the way for the future of the island nation of Cuba and the world. Secondly, what about Haiti? Is anybody going to Haiti and helping them out with all the money and all the conspirators of what happened to the money with Red Cross?
Look, how many votes they're going to get from Haiti? I mean, that's at the end of the day, you have to understand something. A politician's number one job when they get elected is to get reelected. And they're going to work and cater to whoever is going to give them votes, period. Cubans can come over here and they can vote, right? And they have a large Cuban population that do go out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's who they're going to cater to. But you said something when you talked about Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. I appreciate Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you why I appreciate him. Because when President Obama was first elected, you had people trying to tell us that racism was over. All right? While we were steady trying to say racism still exists.
Right.
And people say, oh, no, we got a black president. America is great and all that. There's no racism there. But guess what? What Donald Trump did was just pull that mask away and show what's been there forever. And now people are waking up and seeing that, listen, America is a racist society.
Right.
And I appreciate him for doing that.
1981 law, if you look at the 1981 law, just look at it and tell me what you think of the 1981 Civil Rights Law.
A 1981 Civil Rights Law. Thank you. I will. And I'll let you know next week. All right, Kareem. Thank you, babe, for your call. Okay. I will give it to you, Desmond. I will agree with you on that because I think that he has taken the Donald Trump as a candidate has certainly taken the hoods off.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now they're just shamelessly walking down the street. The Tea Party was like, really? Are they kind of maybe? No. Now, you know, it's all out. And what we're seeing at these rallies and, you know, it really takes to go on even World Star Hip Hop. But it takes to go on YouTube and watch, you know, the videos that just individuals are posting about what they're saying at those rallies.
Jill, I was there. Let me tell you.
You went to
I
one?
Took me and my wife went to the one in UCF and we took our son there. And my wife really was concerned. She really at first wanted to take my son back home, but then she thought better and said, you know what? No, I need him to see the type of world that we live in. The amount of hate that you felt just by the looks alone.
By you just being there.
Being there when these people were filing out and they were looking at us with contempt. Mm-hmm. I mean, at some point, they was even spitting at, I'm just spitting on people. I'm going to tell you right now, it almost brought me to tears. I could not. I felt like I was back in the 60s. And if they could have gotten away with it, they would have been lynching my black behind right then
right
and there.
Right up in there.
That's how much hate that you felt at those rallies. And so I'm going to tell you right now.
Because I'm not going.
I couldn't believe I was in America. I told my wife, listen, this man win, man, we moving to Italy or somewhere.
Yeah, well, me and my bestie are talking about Toronto and Jamaica as options. We'll be back on the other side of this break. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Days aren't being old school. This is Keith Sweat.
Keith Sweat is coming to South Florida with Silk on Saturday, April 30th at the Amp in Pompano Beach. And you know Hot 105 has the most free tickets. Listen when yours at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 4 p.m., and 9 p.m. When the designated hot song plays, see the 105th text at 28367 with the keyword Hot 105 Sweat.
Hi, this is Keith Sweat, and Hot 105 is my station, babe.
Keith Sweat and Silk in concert for one night only at the Amp in Pompano Beach on Saturday, April 30th. Brought to you by the Amp.
And today's R&B and old school.
Hot 105. For more, hot105fm.com. Or download our free Hot 105 app now for more chances to win.
You can win a $100 outdoor gear prize pack or up to $2,500 in custom outdoor gear from Neutrogena Cool Dry Sports Sunscreen. Just tell us your favorite workout song on hot105fm.com and pick up Neutrogena Cool Dry Sport with powerful sports strength protection today.
There's a natural resource that exists everywhere on the planet which could benefit all of civilization. Yet it's been largely ignored. That resource is women. In many of the world's poorest communities, women are denied a significant role. So often their talent and potential remain untapped. At CARE, we found in country after country that empowering women is one of the fastest ways to improve conditions and help end poverty. That's why CARE is helping provide girls and women with an education, opportunity, and a voice worldwide.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
It's a source of power the world can no longer afford to overlook. She has the power to change her world. You have the power to help her do it. Call 1-800-521-CARE or visit care.org.
Right now, in conflict zones, refugee camps, and remote villages around the world, Doctors Without Borders is delivering emergency medical care. With your support, our medical teams respond quickly when conflicts, deadly outbreaks, or natural disasters strike. Doctors Without Borders is funded by individual donors around the world, so our independence and impartiality allow us access to patients in need in places others often won't go. Doctors Without Borders is dedicated to delivering high-quality medical care in the worst circumstances. Doctors Without Borders is saving a life somewhere right now. Please support us today by visiting doctorswithoutborders.org. You make our work possible.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail, too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house, and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows the song. 105.1.
This is the Flyjack Tom Joyner. On Monday, Ice Cube stopped by the Red Velvet Cake Studios. It's going to be a good day. Then, on Wednesday, Mary, it counts as church. And you don't want to miss Sherry Shepherd Thursday. And Friday, Holly Robinson Pete and Rodney Pete call in. They've got a new reality show. All this and more on the TJMS.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Your views matter to us.
I have some tips for you on how to voice
mail. 888-550-9105.
I gotta love it. Thank you so much. 888-550-9. Oh, the man just told you that. We're back. It is a freestyle Sunday on a Hot Talk. We spent a tremendous amount of time at Jazz in the Gardens this weekend. So we thought we'd just, you know, talk. And Desmond Reed came on the last show, last week's show. And it was like 2 seconds. You know, to the end of the show that we were able to spend with him. The name of his organization is Let My People Vote. And so I'm so pleased. Cannot thank you enough for coming to the studio tonight to share with us. And I do want to send some love out to my alma mater. Florida Memorial University presents Stop the Violence with Ice Cube from Barbershop, The Next Cut. He'll be in town this... Cube will be in town. He might even be here already. But he's in town through Wednesday here. It's going to be... It's private. And some other people are going to be there that we don't really know. So we're just going to move on from that. But Cube is going to be in town. So I'll bring you that in the morning in the 411. So you can get out there and check him out wherever you can. All right. I'm going to run through these calls right quick. Nancy on line one. Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Hi. How are you, Nancy?
I'm fine. How are you guys going to see this morning?
I know, right? Great. Thank you so much for calling.
I'm a first-time listener, first-time caller.
Woo-hoo. Awesome.
Well, this is like a touchy subject for me because I am very socially conscious and very active in the community. Mm-hmm. So one thing I was listening to that just caught my attention is the gentleman mentioned reaching out to disenfranchised individuals and how it's a community effort. The one thing I wanted to say is that we live in a community that is segregated. We live in Miami, which, yes, we have diverse populations, all types of people, all kinds of people, but we all live in what I like to call our little villages.
Okay.
Our little sections, our little areas.
Mm-hmm.
And if the issue is not a topic that affects my particular community, then I'm not addressing the issue.
Interesting.
And it's not my problem.
Right.
And I think this is something as a group that we need to start having that discussion, because when you apply for a job, college, whatever it may be, the job, there's not a box that says Haitian, Bahamian, Jamaican, Trinidadian. It doesn't say that. It says Black or African American.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So which means automatically we're being perceived as one particular group. And in Miami, everybody likes to say, oh, no, I'm this, I'm that, whatever it is they may be, when it's time that we start saying, okay, no, it's not what where our heritage is from. It's also where we are now. And I'm not saying assimilating to the dominant population, but being active and being very active in the group and in the movement of moving Black people in general forward in society.
Okay.
The second thing I wanted to say is that we have to pay attention to this year's election. There's a huge gap between ageism, between the millennials and Generation X and the baby boomers. There's a huge gap, which means there's certain conversations in our household that we're not having.
Yes.
I have to tell my children all the time that this will be passed along. So somewhere along the lines, we drop the ball. And when I say we, being the baby boomers to Generation X, Generation X to millennials and so forth and so on.
Right.
So with that said, is we have to do research. The distraction of reality TV, the distraction
of all of it. Just the distraction.
Distraction. Instagram, Facebook. We have to start paying attention.
Yeah.
What's really happening, not only in our community, but in the world. We have 2.2 million people in prison, and out of that 1.2 of them are African-American males in America. So we are the largest country in the world that houses the most prisoners, okay?
Thank you.
So when we start thinking about Donald Trump, we are, you know what we're getting. Hillary Clinton, who comes into our community, pandered to what he does in the whip.
Nancy, your phone is breaking up real bad. We hear like every third word. But I'm going to let Desmond address your call. Yeah. Thank you so
Nancy,
much.
Nancy, I think you said something so powerful. And in the theme of me being messy tonight, let me say this. What you talked about is the two-edged sword. You're talking about as far as Blacks coming together in South Florida. And I'm going to tell you why it's a two-edged sword. Number one is the media portrays African-American, all right, in such a negative way that anyone coming to this country automatically have a negative outlook on our African-American, particularly young men.
Right.
But then the other thing is, and I'm keeping it real with you, mm-hmm. I remember back in the days when Haitians came here, we didn't treat them right.
No.
We dogged Haitians out, called them banana boat people, beat them up, laughed at their clothes, and so when you put together that the media portray us in a negative way, and then we treat Black people coming to this country in a negative way, then that helps create a culture to where people don't like us, people don't trust us, people are scared of us. And so before we can all come together, we Black Americans, Haitians, Jamaicans have got to sit down and talk about all of this stuff in the past and heal those wounds. Because there's still a lot of wounds that are open today.
And they're not even past. They are very, very present.
Very real.
Al on line two. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Al.
Sister Tracy.
There you are. Hi, Brother Albert.
My brothers and sisters.
We thought you left us, Brother Al.
You know, I've been calling, but I don't. And sometimes they just hold me online. I don't know. Anyway. These kind of things happen. Y'all just keep the good work up. But just let me say this.
Okay.
We are not them people, and they are not us. It keeps us on the cross. The cross means there's a crown of thorns they can continually keep on your head, not a crown of roses. Our hands are nailed. Our feet are shackled. We are bleeding. We are problematic within ourselves and them. They've made us this way. So what we're going to have to do, the messenger said, unite, go to God, and our problems will be solved. That would be the only way. Don't forget, if you're white, you're right. If you're Black,
get back. Thank you, Brother Al. I love you, darling.
All of them are criminals. Every one of them.
Every last one.
Don't think of yourself in a negative way. They are made to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what John 10:10 say. They are made to do this. What do you expect?
Wait a minute. I got to jump on. I'm so glad to hear your voice. And I'm going to find John 10:10, Brother Albert, and we are going to discuss on next Sunday. Don't let me down. And Larry, line four.
Hello?
Yes, Larry.
Miss Gia, I want to ask you a question. I also want to ask you your panel a question, too. And it's just
that's James.
The President of the United States of America.
James.
What was his name in 2003?
James.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Larry. James.
I asked you and your panel a question. The President of the United States of America, what was his name in 2003?
In 2003, what was the president? That's
like Clinton.
Clinton wasn't Clinton 2003. I know I had plenty of money then, so I think it was Clinton.
No, that's a serious question. I'm asking you a question.
Okay, Clinton.
The president of the United States of America. What was his name in 2003?
Clinton.
Bush.
No, you're wrong. See, that's what the brother James and Dollar Bill keep trying to tell you. You're not listening. We're not listening. Now watch this right here. I'm gonna ask you another question. 2 and 2 is what?
4.
Wrong.
Okay, bye.
Now, let me explain to you why. I didn't say 2 and 2 is 22. I didn't say add or subtract. You just assumed.
Okay, I'm not going to play semantics with you tonight. James, Larry, Kyle, Al, Bobby, Christina, and Bob. Okay. I love you, but I don't know where you were going with that. Okay, so, Jesus Christ. God love you. See, that's what makes it hard, Desmond. This is the struggle. The struggle is real. Do you understand me?
It's very real.
April Raquel, what's up, girl?
Hey, Chewy.
Okay, so we are going to segue in our last couple of minutes over to the top fives. That were Jazz in the Gardens. And I want to say shout out to April Raquel and her crew for coming through. You got to get over there and get cozy with Mark Young. Adrian Freeman. Freeman Photography joins us.
Yes.
Among other things. Oh, you got to turn his mic on. Mark, thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
How are you, sir?
A little tired, but I'm happy to be here.
Listen, my whole little glam squad is the gloom squad back there now.
I'm a little raspy.
Okay, and Cedric Dawkins is here, made it in.
Freeze frame.
How are you the only one who is still just pristinely put together after all day at Jazz in the Garden?
He just left the house.
So, April, girl, you have to tell us how your performance was amazing at Jazz in the Gardens.
Amazing.
Yes.
She's on my top list.
Hey. Okay, right. So Adrian was in the front of the house. I was in the back of the house. So your top, what was it, five
six.
Or ten? Okay, your top
I'm
six.
Going six.
In the front of the house at Jazz in the Gardens. And Desmond was, you know, he was a vendor and also a participant. So we got it from all angles. Okay, go.
All right. All hail Janelle.
Yes.
Janelle
yes.
Monae.
Okay. Yes,
that's a bad mother.
Agreed.
Shut your
mouth.
Yeah. She's okay. Bad. All right. We have that magical moment with Babyface and Usher.
Okay, that was magic. That was genius.
On that Bobby Brown song?
Yeah.
That was pretty
Usher
hot.
Came out.
All right.
But I will tell you that we thought that the POTUS had left Cuba and come backstage because Usher came in with a police escort. Nobody, and Janelle. They both, nobody else. I'm just saying.
Well, all hail to the police escort.
There you go. Fire. Rescue.
Right.
Okay.
Let's talk about our local artists. They're on my list.
Yes. Yes, Miss April Raquel.
I was like, is it Beyonce? Is it Janelle? Is it Tina? It wasn't. It was April Raquel.
Yes.
Awesome. Raquel. And she's a Rala.
Yeah.
So she gets an extra shout out. Shout out to Cristal, LaVie, and Ronnie as well. They all were awesome. But can we talk about our sponsor, Jack Daniel's Honey? I had to put him on my list.
Listen.
They treated us very well.
Listen, Anthony Jackson, shouts out to you. Jack Daniel's Honey was just, we really had a good time with you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it's very good.
The Honey Girls came out in the front in the pit. And just.
Oh, did they?
Made sure we weren't thirsty.
I love that. And you were even more thirsty when they left.
We love our sponsors. But and the last thing on my list quickly, can we talk about my mayor who just breaks it down everywhere? Nobody does it like my mayor. I am proud.
They really don't, because Oliver Gilbert interviewed Usher. He
did.
Yes, he did.
Awesome. And honorable mention to my mayor. The last thing on my list is my vice mayor, Felicia Robinson, pulled up in her yellow convertible with her hot pink hat on. That's what we're talking about. It's all about Jazz in the Garden. They served it up to the mayor.
She
and
was
the council.
Serving you Rose Garden realness.
She gave us Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Kentucky Derby in Miami. That's what she gave us. And we was happy.
Okay. So and so you did really well.
Oh yeah, a ton of people signed petitions.
Awesome.
You know, out of the both days, we only had one person actually say anything negative.
That's awesome.
Whole 2 days, and I tell you, a lot of people was energized. I had a couple of old people in walkers in wheelchairs come up specifically to sign that because they heard about it. Then you had one of the things that touched me was a lot of the mothers that was signing that was telling the stories of their sons that's been struggling for 10 years and sons that are incarcerated. One mother had a son. He's been in prison now for about 7 years and haven't even gone to trial yet. Wow. You know, and so to hear these stories, it was awesome. But I got to be messy again. You know, so you talk about the top. One of the highlights was me getting 5 free tickets to Tootsie's. You know,
well, all right.
I'm sorry, what?
That's Miami Gardens.
I'm sorry, what?
Miami Gardens.
Hey, I hope they have very good food at Tootsie's.
Yeah, I heard they got the fried lobster.
Okay, so wait a minute.
I'm taking my wife.
You should.
Okay, wait. Are these?
I'm taking my wife to Tootsie's.
You should.
You taking? Oh, these are free tickets to Tootsie's Cabaret. Okay, we're gonna give these away right here in the studio. Those are for you and your wife.
That's right. Your list is called in.
It's for April Raquel and her friend.
The first listener that called in and say who was the president in 2003.
Right.
Get a ticket.
Okay, right. Whoever knows who the president was in 2003, right, you can have my ticket to Tootsie's.
Bush.
There you go, Mark Young.
Which way?
Lunch on me.
It's two of them.
George W. Bush.
Oh, no, wrong answer.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was H.
It was H.
Oh, that's okay. Just
H is the older one, right?
It was
H. No,
it was
his dad.
H is the father. W is the son.
We love Google.
It's a W, right? Thank you.
Okay, you renege on your tootsies.
Thank you, Google.
No lap dances for you. Okay, so wait a minute. Okay, I got to.
Backstage.
Who was. Okay, backstage. What was the good. No, you all won't know, though. You won't know.
I'll talk
was,
about y'all,
okay,
Jill
so
Tracy.
Yes.
Jill Tracy worked backstage and she did all of the artist interviews, and it was a highlight. She was pretty fab. She worked that interview tent, her and Music Choice and Cox Media.
Shout out to Music Choice. Phil Michael, listen, I do have to share some love on all that. Phil Michaels, my program director, at Circle of One, the City of Miami Gardens, Petula, who is the Oliver Gibson
director of communications, public relations,
Vernita,
love her
at the city. I mean, just really, it was a great effort all around, and we have we really have come full circle, and I. Under the Circle of One. So I just have to say many, many, many thanks that we all work together because, you know, just like we talk about, sometimes it's hard to get us all to the table together to agree on anything other than would you like lemon in your water or would you like it sparkling or flat?
And you had your crew.
My crew holds me down.
Let my people vote.
Thank you.
Search.
Thank you very much.
And they all
are you. Are you Facebooking live?
No, we on Periscope.
Oh, we Periscope.
Oh, okay.
Periscope.
Right. Yes, my whole crew represented for let my people vote.
They did too. Had a lot of people trying to get these shirts from me.
Can we talk about Regina Bell backstage?
Did you get a chance to meet?
Greece.
Who did you meet, April Raquel?
Everybody who
that
was back
you
there.
Really that
did that everybody.
Yeah, because she was
because I have the pictures of her with everybody.
She was rolling with me like I'm gonna just sit right over here
and just enjoy the wonders of being in this tent.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Regina Bell,
I
and,
love Regina.
Guys of Cool in the Gang and average pictures with everyone.
Yeah, and see the thing I love about April Raquel and her because her squad is here too. Say hey. Raquel, we got to come up with a cute name for the Quellers.
The Rock Rebels.
The April Rock Showers.
Rebels. The Rock Rebels.
The Rock Rebels.
The Rock Rebels.
Is that, you know, they really are serious about the art and the craft of music. It's not just about, you know, oh, my God, I'm on a show. Oh, my God, it's so fabulous. It wasn't about that. They are real musicians, and they really are serious about the craft. And you all roll together in a really tight group, and you hold her down. And she has respect for each one of you. So, and it's beautiful. I just wanted to share that with you all because you all hold each other down, and that's how success is born. Just like my crew over here holds me down. So thank you, well, thank you, thank you. Don't think I ever take it for granted. You do need a crew. You got to have,
I need a crew to hold me down.
Squad goals. We get information, we getting it done. Okay? You got to have a squad to hold you
we
down.
We can't exist without them.
No.
I'm interviewing for new squad.
You need a new squad. You do. You need a crew. You need some, you need some road dogs.
There are perks. We get
there are perks. Shouts out to Madeline, who couldn't, you know, she stayed to see Usher, other part of our crew, and Essence, who had to go to her family reunion, who are part of the crew. But yeah, I want to just thank you all because we all made it happen together. So, and Melissa in the tent.
Dunn.
Melissa made sure.
Melissa
listen,
Dunn.
Melissa made sure that April got to meet Janelle. Well, she got to be in the space with Janelle Monáe. I'm gonna let her tell you the story.
It was short.
Because April came back to the tent and she really wanted to meet Janelle Monáe because, you know, her spirit tells her that she will open one day.
I am. It's happening.
Very soon.
It's happening.
For Janelle Monáe. So, but Janelle was not going to do interviews. She, you know, she had to catch a plane at 9 o'clock and then she came out of her dressing room at 9:30. So clearly she was having a problem getting that plane.
Yep.
But so I'm just saying. So anyway, but Melissa knew how much that April wanted to meet her. Mm-hmm. So then we had a little girl that was taking the poster for all of the artists to sign backstage after they finished. And Melissa came and got April so she could take the poster and took her all the way up to the stage so Janelle would definitely sign. As soon as she came down the steps, so April handed her the poster to sign. And then all the photographers got the picture.
And there it is.
And there's the moment that
it
was love. It was
God
love.
Is good. And that's love. For real. She made sure that it happened. And that's what I'm talking about. We, you know, all around, we have to do that for each other. You know, and Desmond came out to my, listen, wifey, what's your wife's name?
Sheena.
God bless you, sister. I just keep rubbing on your husband's arm because I'm hoping it rub off on me. And God sends me my king because he came out to Ashley Stewart and brought me because we, you know, were trying to hook up and I was like, oh, I'm just busy. And so he said, I will come up to, he came up to Ashley Stewart and brought me the shirts to give away to people at Jazz in the Gardens.
Oh.
So, yeah, we gave them away and then, you know, my crew wore them and stuff. So, yeah, thank you. Some people don't go that extra mile to make things happen. This brother is passionate about what he's doing, you know, and his wife holds him down. You know what I'm saying? So
it's what a queen
just,
does.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing. So. You know, and Mark Young holds me down. Did we have any sound from that we could use from Jazz? Who was your? Okay, so while he looks for if we had any piece we can use, if not, we're gonna play some of it next week. So your favorite moment? I'm gonna ask everybody your favorite moment at Jazz in the Garden, 2016.
Babyface and Usher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Photographer's dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Desmond.
Man. That's a good one. I think Babyface had me singing.
Yeah.
More than
Babyface's
else.
Show was just amazing. It really was.
I wish my wife was there
songs.
So I could have sang to her.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I love that.
She already know. I'll pay her rent.
Okay. Uh-huh. Look, a dinner too.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. April, what was your favorite? I mean, other than being on stage,
well,
babe.
That was it.
Right.
I absolutely respected and loved every single artist that was there, but that moment was mine to be on that stage in front of that many people, that huge of a platform. It was the most epic moment ever. So that absolutely is my favorite. I got to claim that one for myself.
Okay, and you owned it. It was
a
beautiful thing.
Rocked it out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You did a great job. And Culture Funk, we got to give it to them.
I met some
of your band members.
Yeah, Todd Hunter on bass.
Yeah, Todrick.
Camilo Vinlandia on guitar. David Anderson on drums, and who am I missing? Errol turning in on keys. I had two singers,
Courtney.
Quentin Davis and Lucette Romelis singing for me. I had two gorgeous girls with all that body dancing, Vanya Allen and Tara Gamora. It was a dream
awesome.
Show. The production was
well, I can't wait to see because you're going to have the whole video. So we have to, you know, you'll have to come over to my house and we have to invite
have
my
party.
Friend Tito.
Is Tito Go Tell the Raw Truth?
Okay. Yeah, then listen.
Tito Tells the Truth.
Tito mixed tell with a little, what was that you
the
did, Sunita? Cran strawberry. orange juice, Tito mixed with that will tell the truth every time. And shout out to Eddie Edwards, who came over from Rhythms Marketing. They do the Jerk Festival. Paul Hollywood Williams brought him over to the tent, and he said, you know, I just wanted to share. I was driving home one of the days I heard you talking about the Jerk Festival, and nice. I just wanted to say thank you. And see, that's what I mean. I was talking about how well that Jerk Festival was done, how they did not miss a note. They promoted every solitary piece of that. And the fact that he came out, you know what I'm saying? Okay, right. Let's go. Okay, I got it. We're leaving. And the fact that he made the point to come over there, you know, that's what I mean. It's those attentions to details. Right. It's important. Did you find something we could use? Or was that Michelle and Deggio Cello just telling us it's time to pack it up, children? Okay, let's see what we got.
Keep talking.
Okay, and so right, go ahead.
We got a special PSA. So, you know, my wife is one of probably the youngest person that's actually running for office, a black African-American woman in Central Florida.
She's
running for a seat in the Florida House of Representatives in District 46. And she told me, you could keep on rubbing all you want as long as you make a donation. And so, but I do want to tell your listeners this, though. You know, because we don't have young black women in office. You know, and you're talking about a woman that was pregnant, teenage pregnancy, had to go through sexual abuse, had to go through physical abuse, you know, raising five kids on her own, girlfriend of a drug boy, the whole nine yards. Maybe had to bust a few checks or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's been where a lot of young black women may have been, you know?
And
to have somebody so real that's going to be up in Tallahassee, we need all the women across the state of Florida to get information.
Okay.
Right? And run with Sheena.
Okay. You know, and run with Sheena.
And if you remember nothing else, you remember we
run
need me.
Run with Sheena. Okay.
Run with Sheena, get information. Check us out now.
So what'd you find, Mark? Me? Okay. So this is exactly what you all hear backstage. This is what happens.
Miss Jill Tracy.
Is that it cutting up like that?
I love you more.
There you go. I'll take it. I think that was Ronnie VOP. But we're out. This was fun. You know, it's like probably the first show that we've ever done without a script.
Go to Adrienne D. Freeman on Facebook to see tons and tons of pictures from just here to Jazz in the Gardens. Again, Adrienne D. Freeman on Facebook or A. Freeman Photography on Instagram.
And don't try to screenshot them and cut his name off because we know his pictures.
We do know them, and that's already happened. No comment on who did it.
Hey! Oh, and that's Ava Raquel! Oh, we're going to watch the video, guys. Love you, mean it. Thank you so much for sharing this 2 hours with us. We'll be back on next Sunday, as always. Love you, mean it. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk. Love you. Mean
love
it.
You mean it.
Bye-bye!
Jill Tracy,
always live,
always local,
always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
Quit smoking today. To get started, visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com or call us at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
Some things are just no-brainers, like using hashtag no filters when there's no filter on the photo you just posted, or keeping your spirits high by avoiding the comment section while on social media. But the most obvious no-brainer is doing it all with AT&T Go Phone. With AT&T Go Phone, you get unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 2 gigabytes at high speed, all for just $40 a month after $5 auto refill discount. Not only that, but when you switch to AT&T Go Phone, you get the second month for free. That's right. There's never been a better time to switch to AT&T Go Phone, where you can get unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 2 gigabytes at high speed for just $40 a month after $5 auto refill discount. And if you switch now, you get the second month free. Go to your local AT&T store at att.com/gophone for more info. AT&T, mobilizing your world. First month, $45, $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan. Charge upon enrollment and auto refill after first 2 gigabytes. Data speeds are reduced to max of 128 kilobytes per second. Second month free. Offer ends March 31st and requires porting eligible.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Fantasia, and right now you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the G5 lineup! Starting Sunday! Each and every Sunday night! All Remy drinks is just $5!
Hey now! DJ Lucky C, we turn up every Sunday night at G5 for the all-new Remy Sundays. $5 Remy shots all night long.
Monday, it's gonna be bananas!
For the Banana Eating Contest! Brought to you by Painful and Aristocrat Entertainment.
And here comes Tuesday night, $2 Tuesdays,
with $2 Hennessy and $2 Grey Goose.
And Wednesday night, oh my God,
WCW Woman Crush Wednesday, brought to you by Strong Arm and VIP Branded.
And Thursday night, it's Transcenters Thursdays,
brought to you by PT Rosé. Friday nights,
it's Fetty Friday.
Fetty, 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 money everywhere
as we turn it up,
brought to you by Paid in Full and Just Lost Count.
And on Saturday, it's Celebrity Saturdays,
brought to you by Premier Marketing and Uncle Pickle.
I'm just trying to.
And now you got your place to be 7 nights a week.
At G5, we never close.
Miami, 105.1, Hot 105, 2 days of R&B in old school. When I'm looking at you, I keep thinking, why can't she be like you? So I'm scheming, I can't go on like this, believing that her love is true. Oh, standing on the dance floor while she tricking, you are all I want, girl. She's a chicken. We might be together, but love is missing. Girl, I want you. So what can we do?
Girl, if it's alright, let's go somewhere and get it on tonight.
Let's get it on.
I got a girl, but you look good tonight.
You look so good, baby.
It's one and on one tonight.
You, baby.
Tonight.
Now she's looking at me.
keep talking. Oh, now she trying to ice you. Let's start walking over on the dance floor. It's her fault, but what can she do?